Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling regarding this reservation code.
Oh, perfect. One second. Could you please repeat that reservation code to me so I can pull your file up, sir?
Okay, it's 2511 0401 0052
4268. Let me pull your file. How is your day going today, sir?
Oh, coming on, just getting started. We are up in California. We are a little early.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm in San Diego, so same okay. Boat here. I just need to confirm a couple pieces of information here. Honestly, before we start, can I please have your name?
Yeah, it's Das is the last name, D-S in David, A-S.
Mm-hmm.
And my short name I can give you, and my real name is a long one.
Yeah, we'll do the short name for now, whatever you go by.
Okay. Yeah, Madhu, M-A-D-S in David, H-U.
H-U, Madhu Das, perfect. And Madhu, are you the 100% owner of the business here?
Yeah, it's with my wife, so we are both 100%. It's an LLC.
Okay, so is it 50-50 split then?
With my wife and myself, yes.
Okay, perfect. And Madhu, is this a good phone number to reach you back? We did just get a new phone system. We've had some calls drop.
Yeah, this is a number to call me. This is a good one.
669-255-7073?
Yes.
Perfect. And I just need to confirm a couple pieces of information before we start. What is the legal name of the business?
It's S as in Sam, E as in England, G as in Golden, O as in Orange, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, LLC.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And is that your DBA name as well, you're doing business as?
DBA is different.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's D as in David, A, mm-hmm. S, A, P as in Peter, R, A, K as in Kansas, A, S as in Sam, H as in Harry.
Dasa Prakasa?
That's correct. Dasa Prakasa. That's the one. That's the brand name. Yeah.
Perfect. And it's obviously an LLC. And
yeah.
How long, and you've been in business for how long?
This has been for almost 15 and a half years.
10?
We have, 15 and a half.
Oh, 15. Okay, perfect.
And a half. And it's a restaurant. It's a South Indian restaurant. And
And can you just confirm the address for me, Madhu, and then we are totally ready to begin?
Yeah, it's 2636 Homestead Road, H-O-M-E-S-T-E-A-D, Homestead Road, Santa Clara.
Perfect. We have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
Okay. So we want to basically buy some equipment, do some upgrades for the restaurant. They all need, and some funds for marketing and all these things. We want to position ourselves because just a mile from us down the road, the headquarters of Apple is opening.
Oh, wow.
The spaceship, everybody knows about it as a spaceship. So we want to... When they open next year, we want to be ready for those, changes.
Yeah. How big is that facility? I'm not really aware.
It's going to be, I think, it may be the biggest business, office in the world, I think. It's a large one. The headquarters of Apple, we're talking.
Yeah, I can only imagine. They have, 500 billion.
It's shaped like a spaceship, Yeah.
That's great, and that's only 1 mile down the street from you. You got pretty lucky
it's
there.
About a mile, just down
the street.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're expecting some pretty heavy increases in sales volume in the next year.
Increase, definitely, it's a possibility, it's a possibility, but we have to position ourselves for all that.
Exactly. So, Madhu, let me bring you through your shopping list here. You said you wanted to buy some equipment. Just to kind of give you a little rundown, we have two different programs here, equipment financing and working capital. The equipment financing program is, you know, your traditional equipment loan or lease, where it's, you know, 5-year term, monthly payments, very, you know, traditional style. And then the working capital are, you know, more short-term cash loans based off of the business's sales. You know, in your situation, we're looking at probably doing both of those, correct?
Yeah, it's just we're not looking for much. I'm just thinking whether, you know, about the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very easy.
Mainly going to be, improvements, upgrades in our, you know, existing restaurant and, you know, the marketing part of it. But equipment, it depends if we want more or not. We can sustain ourselves with this, what we have, but it all depends on the program, how much, you know, details you all want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
I'll just give you one. Yeah, go ahead.
So for the equipment, let's just start there first. Are you buying any new they don't have to be new. They could be new or used, but are you, you know, adding any pieces on? Are we more just, you know, when you say upgrades, is that repairs to the equipment? Or are we getting new pieces in general?
It'll be repairs and buying, you know, maybe secondhand because we don't want to spend too much.
Yeah, exactly.
And so because it's not the major part, but it is something that we need to do. And it won't be like the typical equipment, you know, financing. It'll be, you know, it's not going to be much. A maximum of $10,000 for that. It's not much.
Okay, so about $10,000. And do you have, like, you said you're going to get used equipment. Is it just going to be possibly like a new stove or a new hood, vent, something like that?
Not a hood, yeah. Yeah, something, okay. You know, not a hood. We have a terrific hood. But, something, you know, like blenders, mixers, and, you know, stove, pot stoves, of course. We need some pot stoves, all those things. And buying some smaller ware, you know, which cost anywhere between $1,000 to $2,000, some of them. But all not a big, you know, purchase. It's a smaller purchase.
Okay, perfect.
So
for equipment, we're thinking about $10,000, and then for just general cash on hand for marketing and, you know, maybe some other repairs or upgrades, how much are you thinking to allocate towards that?
We are thinking between $20,000 to $30,000, about $30,000 total, about between $30,000 to $40,000.
Total?
Yeah.
$40,000 total. Perfect. Yeah, let me just ask you a couple qualifying questions here and make sure, you know, you fall within the parameters. What are your gross annual sales like, Madhu? You know, ballpark, you know, half a million.
Ballpark, we run between 350 to 400,000. Between 350 and 400, it fluctuates. But
I understand.
A good number.
Perfect. Yeah, so it looks like that. How's your personal credit too? Good, bad, in the middle?
Okay, when we started 15 years back, you know, I mean, we just were, because it's a name which is known in India, and we really got started very heavily with zero advertising, and I think the first 2 years or 3 years, we did close to $1 million in sales.
Wow.
And each year. And then, you know, it slowly started coming down, you know, from 190 to 100K a month to about 60, 70, 80, and then the recession hit 2008, and we really got into big trouble there. And then we kind of fought it, and we survived it. So it went down to, you know, 50, 40K per month. And but we steadied ourselves, and we've, you know, reduced all our overheads. And last year, in September, we really needed funds desperately, and after a long time, I did apply, because my credit got hit badly, you know, 7-8 years back. And then we applied with this people, I don't know, they are based also in San Diego or New York, I think, OnDeck.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with OnDeck.
They're called OnDeck, you know, and then I paid horrendous interest with them, the first loan I borrowed, $25K, and I paid about $6,000 interest at about 28%. And then after 3.5 months, you know, they said you can apply for more, and then we applied for more, and we made a loan of 45K, and at almost 33 or 38%. So we are going to finish them next month. You know, that loan of almost $55,000 we cleared. They take out $217 every day.
And how much every day?
$217.
$217. Okay, I got you.
And so you're talking about $4,500 average every month they take out. And so we are done with them. We are down to the last 30 paid of payments.
What do you think your balance is right now?
It's about $6,500 right now from $55,000.
Oh, good job paying that off.
I mean, you know, it doesn't make a difference now because they just, you know, waive, you know, maybe $100 or $200 interest.
What did you use that money for when you, you know, reached out to OnDeck?
We mainly at that time we had a crunch because I mean the sales were still holding up very well, but we had to make, you know, commitments. Which were built over time, 1, 2, 3 years. And it was basically the working capital for all my commitments which were there before. And so we had to raise money. And so as much as it was not a good situation, we did it. And we paid them completely. We survived it and without many borrowings with the restaurant.
Good.
With our cash flow. And so now your thing came up, you know, your letter came in the mail. And I'm just thinking if even a credit line, you know, situation like that, because we really, you know, want to use only as much as we want to use. And we didn't miss a payment and I can punish all those bank statements, you know. And so we just want to explore if there's any possibility of, you know, getting some financing at decent interest rates.
Yes, of course.
We built our credit very well now in this in the last.
What do you think your credit is like right now? Over 600? Over 700?
It'd be over 600 definitely, but it may be, I don't know, maybe in this between 600 and 650, maybe 6. I don't know the last. I didn't check any.
Same with your wife, assumingly. Just about.
Same with her also. It's about between 600 and 650, or definitely below 700.
Okay.
So 600 to 700 range somewhere it is there.
Yeah, that's definitely something that, you know, we can work with. You know, we do work with programs A through D tier. So just kind of getting back to the shopping list here. So we got about 10K in equipment that you're looking at. And so this marketing, have you done any marketing? I'm sure you have in the past here for the business. You know, what's your experience
Nothing
there?
Nothing at all. Zero marketing. I mean, zero, and we have to upgrade our dining room also, we have to upgrade our booths, you know, all these, our restrooms have to be upgraded, and, you know, like plumbing, electrical work, and sofa, you know, we have 5 of our sofas which require, I don't know, between $3,000 to $4,000 of investment, they've all cracked up. So all these kind of combination, you know, we probably need some funds to keep going, and be ready to position ourselves. That's the only thing. We have the cash flow, and our statements, you know, we can show you that we maintained everything.
Yeah, of course. What marketing are you looking to do? Are we looking at direct mail, maybe some more online marketing, search engine optimization?
Online marketing, direct mail, everything. I mean, the whole thing, and advertising from the Indian, you know, market point of view. Because what we do is the most popular food in India, South Indian food. It's not the typical North Indian food that is done outside.
Okay.
It's South Indian, the most popular in India, but not known
outside. Does that contain more, you know, elements of the sea to the dishes because you guys are close to
it? No, we are completely vegetarian. It's completely vegetarian.
Oh, okay. That's
completely.
Very interesting.
No eggs also. But we have variety, you know, hundreds of dishes. You know, it's all lots of variety. And it's very, you know, it's very healthy food and very popular in India. And of course, whoever comes into contact with us here, you know, we've been here for a long time. And this location, we were
in Australia. I think you have a very good product, being the all vegetarian. You know, with the whole Apple headquarters moving in. I know just the type of people that work there, you know, tend to gravitate towards that kind of cuisine. I definitely think you're positioned in a good situation to make a lot of money here, and, you know, as soon as this, you know, headquarters opens. So I think from what you're telling me, what do you think your return on investment is? I know it's hard to kind of gauge that because you don't really have any experience with the marketing, you don't have any expectations, right?
No
So
expectations.
how much are you
And then
spending on the
also,
marketing? Like 20,000?
it will be somewhere, in the neighborhood of that. When we combine all the, factors, it will be in the neighborhood of 20, 25, whatever. And the other, what like I told you, the dining room and the kitchen. So I'm thinking a maximum of around 40, should be a good thing for us to get rolling.
Okay. Yeah, of course, of course. So, what do you ex if you, spend 25,000, that should reciprocate back, in about, hopefully you're looking to at least break even with the amount of extra business that generates, correct?
Yeah, that generates, and also for us, we have in the last 1 month, Uber has chosen us as one of the people, to do business with. Now they call it Uber Eats, and we
Uber
are in
Eats,
Santa
yeah.
Clara. Yeah, so we are in Santa Clara, and Sunnyvale and San Jose are the other neighboring cities whom they do, and they've chosen us as one of the people in the pilot program.
That's very
It was
good.
pretty good. We did about close to $4,000-$5,000 extra with them in the 1 month.
Well,
That
that's
was
a
pretty
nice
good for
little
us.
cherry on top there to
Yeah.
get tossed in.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was one thing. Yeah, that is just developed, as a takeout. And we have DoorDash and Yelp and Grubhub, but
Yeah, all those
Uber has taken
different.
over the market. Uber is dominating right now.
Yeah, of course. I worked in the restaurant industry. I served for quite a couple years there, and
Okay.
the
Then you know
Grubhub,
what
and
it is.
yeah, exactly. I know they also have different methods of collecting their money. Some are flat fee. Some of them like to do a
Yeah.
percentage. It's
But Uber takes a lot. But still, we just wanted to give it a try. They
Yeah,
take
they generate
30%.
the business, but they generate a lot
Yeah,
of
they generate the
business.
business. That's the thing. Yeah. Month itself, they gave us this kind. Of course, we take 3,500. They take 1,500.
No, it's fair. Whatever. It is some
But
extra, it's extra revenue coming in. That's all you can ask for. If you're
yeah,
getting an extra
it's
$3,000 a month, that's, an extra
yeah.
30, 40K a year.
Yeah.
But,
That's all it is. That's how we look at it because we don't have to deal with any customers. It's just we
yeah,
do our part and it's done.
it's
So
great too because if that's getting, extra 3,000, which is
that's
another
getting us extra, yeah. That's
30,
getting us extra.
30, 40,000 a year extra is, 10% of your gross annual sales. So that's really helping you out.
That's what it is. Yeah.
That's great.
Anytime.
So, Amadou, when are you looking exactly to move forward with this? What's the time frame of urgency? I know you kind of have like a year to get ready, but you want to do all this before the year's over, or?
My thing is because of this commitment, my confidence is coming because next month, December 22nd, it's done. My commitment with OnDeck, it's done. So before that, I just want to get all my, act, together because we are going to free up $4,000-$5,000 a month, free up.
If
So that's great. Once OnDeck is over, their commitment with OnDeck is over.
okay, so
We're going to free up four.
you would likely want to fund this loan after OnDeck is over, or you would like to do it before? The only reason I ask is if you're looking to do this before your OnDeck loan is terminated. What we do,
Right.
we would essentially take first position by just paying their balance, and you would just continue with us. So, just for example,
Yeah.
if let's say we were funding this next week, and you had a $5,000 balance, if I got you, I would get you, like $45,000-$50,000 loan, and we would just pay them, and you would net the rest. So you would net the 40, you would pay off your OnDeck, and continue with us as first position. So
Yeah,
is
I would
that
have
more
liked
of,
that. Yeah.
okay, so that's not a, so that's just really what I wanted to ask, if you wanted to wait till that was totally finished, or if you wouldn't mind if we had just paid them off for you and, you just deal with us from then on.
Yeah, I think, if you have a favorable opinion, then I wouldn't mind, just getting them out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's mostly just a time issue. If it has nothing, it doesn't make your loan any worse, or you know, you have no better chances with the, or without the loan there. We'll either just pay it off if you want to do it before the 22nd. If not, we'll just wait for it to be totally cleared. It's no issue. So I think, you know, we got pretty much all the information. From at this point, I'm just going to send you an email with what I need as far as paperwork goes, just like tax return, bank statements, the credit card merchant statements.
Okay.
And, it takes about 15, 20 minutes worth of paperwork. If you can get that back to me today, I could probably have some numbers for you on Monday or Tuesday. And, you know, we can explore your different options and, you know, if it makes sense for the business. And, you know, they're not mutually exclusive, meaning if the equipment financing numbers you really like and you would just like to do that, or maybe you just like the working capital numbers and you just like to do that, or you can take them both.
Yeah.
So the ball is in your court once we get the numbers to you. So what's a good email for me to send this out to you?
Good email. Let me just ask my wife, you know, which one.
Perfect.
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll do this. It's GS in Golden,
mm-hmm.
MS in Montana, DS in David, AS in Apple, SS in Sam, 95@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'll send that out in about 5-10 minutes. And I just had one more question for you here. So with the equipment that you're looking to get, you know, obviously you're just shopping around, are you going to be getting this from a used kitchen appliances vendor, or is this going to be private party? It would just help the case, because I'm going to send you the equipment application, and it would just help the case if you did have, you know, one or two or three vendors that you were getting from instead of...
Okay.
What I'm saying is we need to know, you know, where it's coming from. We can also do private party, but it's just a little easier if we have a vendor involved. So if you could, you know, shop in that direction, that'd be beneficial to the case.
Okay, then if I don't want to include the equipment and then just have the working capital, I can do that also, right?
Yes, of course, exactly.
I can do that.
If
then
you want to just get the capital and just kind of go and do your own thing.
Know your own thing. Yeah, I think that mm-hmm. might be a better way, because these things, you know, happen spontaneously. You know, we
exactly.
Just suddenly, you know, we get a good deal and we just want it, and you know, all those kind of. That's what gets us the best deal. You know.
Exactly.
That, yeah.
Well,
I'm
going to send you both applications, just the one page each, so you know it doesn't hurt to fill out the equipment one, and I'll apply you to the program either way, and that way we just have it as an option, and if not, it, you know, it doesn't affect the other loan whatsoever.
Okay.
All right.
I know your name?
My name is Peter. I don't know if you got that before. Peter.
No. Okay. Peter. Okay.
Perfect.
So, my name is Madhu again, and so you have our email. So, G as in Golden, M as in Montana, D as in David, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, 95 at Gmail.
At Gmail. Perfect. I will send that out in about 5-10 minutes. It was good talking to
you.
And,
no.
Do you think you can get this back to me maybe today or tomorrow latest?
Yeah, let me see how, you know, I have to head out to the restaurant now.
Yeah, of
so,
course.
You just see what all you need. I mean, basically, our banking statements are already online. We have the tax returns. There's no problem.
Merchant statements on it.
And merchant copies is no problem. We have that.
Well, then that's it. All right. So it probably sounds like it'll be back today then.
Once, you know, I come back.
I'll shoot it over.
Break after 2:30, and then, you know, between 2:30 and 5:30 is when I sit and get all the, you know,
oh, perfect.
That we want to spend. So we'll take it like that, okay?
Gotcha. All right, it was good talking to you, my dude. Take care.
And this is the same, this is a good number to call you every time, right?
No, actually, my contact will be on the email, my direct line, so you don't have to go through this.
Okay.
Yes,
all
perfect.
Right,
thank you.
It.
I will. Bye-bye.